good to be in God's house, isn't it? Before we get on to our tithes and offerings, I wanted to remind everyone that our 30 days of praise starts the 1st of November. And for all the kids, the same thing is true this year. If you fill this out and bring this back on the first Sunday in December, you will win a prize. So 30 days of praise. There's lots of them out there for you to grab one as you go. November is just a great time of the year, just with Thanksgiving, to be thankful and to be grateful and to remember why that you're thankful and grateful. Amen? Go ahead and open up your Bibles to Genesis. We are going to continue on with our Trust, Do You Trust Me series and our tithes and offerings. And it's Genesis 22. And we're doing an acronym. Is anybody else hot? Whew. Mercy's sakes. I feel like there shouldn't be any moisture in the room because it's all on me. Whew. Do you trust me? In Proverbs 3, 5, and 6, it says, trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not on your own understandings. In all your ways, acknowledge him and he will make your path straight. And we gave the example of how that if you tried to walk like this, leaning, first of all, it's going to be really uncomfortable. And after a while, your body's going to start aching and you're probably going to fall over at some point because it's just the natural law of gravity. So when the Lord says to lean not on your own understanding, if there's things in your finances that are not working out, you may want to look in the mirror and say, am I leaning? Because if you get right back up and you stop leaning on your own understanding, what does he say he'll do? He's going to guide you, right? He's going to take you where you need to go. And the question today is, do you trust me? It says, trust in the Lord with all your heart. The question today is, do you trust me? And the first week we talked about that you have to take the first step with T. We looked at all these, not all these, but both these pictures of these kids going out to their dads. Their dad can't reach them and catch them if they don't take that first step. So our first step is to take the first step. And like Abraham, God had this incredible promise for him, but the Lord told him to go. If he had never left, would all these promises have happened in his life? No. Part of the condition was he had to leave the past behind him and he had to go to where God was calling him to go. Oftentimes, the blessing of the Lord comes in our life when we choose to be obedient and take that first step. And last week we talked about R was reaching out to Jesus. I love both of these kids' pictures. The little girl is just total abandonment, right? She just hands in the air, I'm coming, Dad. And the young man is reaching out to grab hold of his dad's hand. There is an action, a response that we have to reach out to the Lord. And in Abraham's story last week, we saw two times, and it happened lots of times, but two particular times where he called on the name of the Lord. He reached out to Jesus. And what happened? The first time he reached out to the Lord and called out to the Lord, he left Egypt and it says he was what? Wealthy. Say wealthy. He was a wealthy man when he left Egypt. The second time we see that he cried out to the Lord, and now I'm going to forget. I just blanked. Okay, I'm going to go back. It's in 13. So the first time was Egypt. The second time was okay. Oh, the second time was when Lot and he were deciding. Sorry, I just blanked there for a second. Whew. The second time was he had that decision to make with Lot. And remember, we talked about that sometimes when you're faced with a decision, if you call it on the name of the Lord, it's not always the thing that we would guess the most. Like if they were looking at those lands that day, the Sodom and Gomorrah was beautiful over here. Over here was a desert. And he trusted in the Lord so much that he said, you know what, Lot, you choose first. And we see Lot chose Sodom and Gomorrah, and Abraham was left with the desert. And some of us may think, oh, that's terrible. No. What did God tell him? I'm actually going to give you all of it. It's all going to be yours because you trusted in me. Do you trust me? Now let's go to Genesis 22, and we're going to hit the next letter, which is U. Understanding who you serve. And we're going to start in verse 1. Sometime later, God tested Abraham, and he said to him, "Abraham, here I am," he replied. So we see that God and Abraham have an ongoing relationship. They're just talking to each other. It doesn't say that Abraham was deep in prayer and, no, he's just doing life, and the Lord called out to him. So you know what? That can be the same for you. You can just be going about your day, and the Lord can speak to you. How do we know that? Because he says he's the same yesterday, today, and forever. Amen? Amen? And he said to him, "Take your son, your only son whom you love, Isaac, and go to the region of Moriah. Sacrifice him there as a burnt offering on the mountain, and I will show you." Now, I was doing some research on this, and for us, it's like, what in the world? But it was very, very common practice in those days for sacrifices of children to be made, not just by God, but by all the gods in the land. This was not an uncommon thing for Abraham to have heard this, even growing up. It was very, very common. I know for us, we're like, what? But it was common back then. Early the next morning, Abram got up. So what did he do? He did an action, right? He did an action. He was going. He loaded his donkey, took with him his two servants and his son Isaac. When he had cut enough wood for the burnt offering, he set out for the place that God had told him about. On the third day, Abraham looked up and saw the place in the distance, and he said to his servants, "Listen to this. Stay here with the donkey while I and the boy go over there. We will worship, and we will come back to you." Not "I will come back to you." We will come back to you. Abraham had an understanding of the God he served. He understood that it didn't matter what the Lord was asking of him. He knew this child was the child he had been promised. And through this child, he would have descendants as numerous as the sand of the sea and the stars in the sky. So he knew who his God was, and it didn't matter what things looked like in the natural. He knew he was going to do what God had called him to do, but he also knew God would be faithful, and that son would walk down the mountain with him. Religion, world ideas, give us views of God that are very incorrect. And I have to ask you today, do you really understand the God that you serve? Because if you understand who he is, then you have to know he doesn't put sickness on you to teach you a lesson. He doesn't take away your finances to make you humble. He doesn't destroy your kids' lives so that you can learn something in this process. But so many people, when something happens, the very first thing they think of is, "God, why are you doing this?" You have to understand whom you serve today, like Abraham did. He understood his God, and his God would be faithful. Are there times when the Lord asks us to sacrifice things? Absolutely. Absolutely. There have been times in our marriage where the Lord has asked us to give an offering that was way beyond our means. And we gave it. We sacrificed. But we knew in whom we trust and that he would be faithful. And what happened? There are so many stories of the blessing of God that came, that our little piddly offering was nothing compared to what he blessed us with. There were times in my life personally when I would be dating someone, I would think, this has got to be the guy. And the Lord would say, "No. No, I want you to walk away from this relationship." Ouch. "But I know. No, I'm asking you to walk away from this relationship." And then I met Steve, and I knew. I thought I knew in the past. No. When God's in something, you know. And maybe there's a job situation that's coming up, and it looks in the natural so incredible, but the Lord says, he's just talking to you, and he says, "No, not that job." "Oh, man, Lord, the benefits are incredible." "No, not that job." And you trust him. And you find out, like Christina did, who used to go here, that 6 months later, that job was completely dissolved at her work. The job that she wanted so badly, and the Lord closed the door. And she ended up with another job that lasted the duration. God knows. And today I can tell you, you need to understand the God you serve. You know what he says about you? He loves you. I knew you before you were even born. I knew you were in your mother's womb. If he knew you in your mother's womb, don't you think he's got the rest of your life under control? He does today. And that includes your finances, but it's not limited to your finance. That's the awesome thing about the Word of God. We could preach sermons about different things, but you know what? God's Word doesn't have just one focus. It transcends and it goes across to every area of your life. But today for your finances, what is it that you're looking at in your finances and you don't really trust him fully with? Is it your tithes and offerings today? Are you just not right at that place where you're willing to say, okay, Lord, I'll give you a tenth of everything? Are you at that place where he's stretching you to give a big offering, but ouch, it doesn't make any sense in the natural, Lord? That's my savings account. Can I tell you something? Savings accounts are going to come and go. Stocks, bonds, we've watched in the past, 20 years, people lose everything. But it was a sure deal. It was a guaranteed. There is only one sure deal and there is only one guarantee, and that is to put your hope and your faith and your finances into the hand of God. That's it. That's the only surety you have. And today, if you will just grab hold of this, be like Abraham. What did he say? The boy and I are going up to worship, and we will come back to you. I want you to skip down to verse 14. This is after that Abraham was about to sacrifice, and the Lord called out to Abraham and said, nope, don't do that. I can see now that you are willing to trust me with everything. And then Abraham looked up in the thicket, and there was a ram. And in verse 14, it says, so Abraham called that place, the Lord will provide. Let me say that again. The Lord will provide. The Lord will provide. It doesn't matter what circumstances look like. It doesn't matter what it looks like in the natural. Can I tell you today, no matter what, if you are a tither and a giver, the Lord will provide. Always. Doesn't matter what circumstances, the world's economy, the Lord will provide. What does it say in Psalms? I have never seen the righteous forsaken or their children begging for bread. God will always provide. Amen? Do you understand whom you serve today? Let's be like Abraham and say, yeah, I do. I know, Lord, that if I go up here and worship, we will return. And with blessings we can't even imagine. Amen? Grab your tithes and offerings. Father, we just thank you so much for this word today. Do you trust me? Lord, we trust you today. We trust you with our lives. When we give our lives to you, we trust you. Help us to trust you in our finances. Help us not to look to money as our security, not to look to money as our hope, not to look to money as the answer. Because money is going to come and go in our lives. But you, Lord, are the one thing that will never change. And you are faithful to your word. The Lord will provide. I pray, Lord, in the days and the weeks and the months and the years to come, that whenever we are shaken, whether through the world system or whatever, I pray, Lord, that this would rise up on our spirits. The Lord will provide. That we would understand like Abraham did, daily communing with you, daily talking with you. We would understand who you are. You're not trying to take from us. You're trying to get to us. You're trying to bless us. And I just thank you today, Father, that you would just touch our hearts and minds. Anything that is religion or false things, Father, that the world has said that are truth about you, I pray, Father, those things would vanish away. that only what is truly real about you, that you are good, that you're our Father, that you're our provider, that you're our healer, you're our deliverer, you're our friend, you're our comfort, you are our peace, and on and on and on, those things would resound in our hearts. And then when we're shaken again, we would think, the Lord will provide. In Jesus' name, bless every seed that is sown today. Amen.
So it'll take a second. Well, praise God. Let's pray over our service this morning. Father, in Jesus' name, we thank you for your words to us today. We ask you, Lord, to give us eyes to see and ears to hear and hearts to respond and to receive everything that you have for us today, Lord. We thank you for our daily bread, Lord God, the words that you have for us today, Jesus. And we'll give you all the praise and all the glory in Jesus' name. Somebody say amen. Amen means so be it. I agree with that. So if you didn't agree with it, don't say amen. Some things you ought not say amen to, right? There's a preacher up there saying, God will make you sick, and God will make you broke, and God will kill your kids. Amen! No, 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 no. Somebody say, no, 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 no. That's not the God I serve. Amen. So you don't have to say amen, even if it's, you know, a big time PhD, you know, praise God. Praise God for people with PhDs. Amen. I can spell PhD. Amen. But we got a God, a good God. Amen. And we just need to be Christians that know what's in the Bible. Amen. And know who God is and know about his nature. You can know somebody. You don't have to know every word that's in the Bible. You just got to get to know God. Know what's in the Word, know God. But when you start getting an idea of what's in the Word of God, you get an idea of God's character. Amen. You know God is good. The word gospel means good news. So if someone's up there preaching the bad news, how God's going to do this and he's going to kill and he's going to destroy and he's going to... No, no, no. The devil's the one who came to steal and to kill and to destroy. Amen? God came, Jesus came to give you life and give you life more and more abundantly. Praise God. And so we just need to be in the habit of knowing what to receive and what to believe and what not to receive and what not to believe. Even if it's somebody that you respect and admire that you've listened to for years and all of a sudden they say something that just doesn't sound right, just because you love them doesn't mean you have to just believe that. Amen? We need to know what's in the Word. Praise God. And I want to spend the next two Sundays on healing and health. Praise God. The body of Christ could go to a higher place in our healing, and I am part of the body of Christ. Amen. So we all could do better on being healthier. Believe in God to keep us well. Believe in God to heal our bodies, keep our bodies well. Not putting up with stuff even that seems like it's just going to be there forever, right? Allergies, vision problems, hearing problems, chest pains. Things we're on prescription drugs for. Let's believe God for the whole thing. Did Jesus pay for it all? Yeah, so let's not get in the habit of thinking that my pills are the miracle. There's a lot of Christians that think my pills are the miracle. Well, no, who would say there's a higher place to go besides the pharmacy? Now, praise God for the pharmacy. Amen. But that should be a temporary thing. Kind of like when I was on food stamps for a while. Thank you for my life cereal and cheese. But guess what? I'm not going to be doing this for life. There's a lot of folks out there that get in the habit of that whole thing with this, that is an example of, man, I ought not go out and make more money because if I do, I'm going to lose my life cereal and cheese. Well, guess what? God has a lot more for you than life cereal and cheese. And God has a lot more for me than a poor existence where health is concerned. Amen? So praise God for the pharmacy, but I'm just passing through, man. I remember some dear family members of ours over the past few years that went on to be with Jesus. And one of the coolest things was getting to destroy the medication that they had for all those years. Putting it in the bag with the coffee grounds and shaking it up. And it's like, you know what? Grandma doesn't need this anymore. Hallelujah. She's free. Amen. And don't you know we have a God of freedom? Amen. Who wants to heal our bodies. Praise God. Now, when I take, for example, a blood pressure pill, I always say, in Jesus' name, I thank you, Lord, that I'm healed of high blood pressure. My blood pressure is normal, which it is. And I thank you, Lord, I bind every side effect off of this pill in Jesus' name. And I receive total healing, and I declare I am not going to need this forever. Amen. And that's what you do. You just keep on it with faith. Praise God. But we're going to go through 101 things God said about your health. Who thinks if God said it, it's believable, it's credible, even if the evidence says the opposite? So who made the evidence king? Who made the symptoms God? Right? We need to believe God. I think part of the issue is that a lot of even Christians don't believe this Bible is absolute truth. Amen? Now, parts of it may be, but surely God, he might have put that disease on you to give you some kind of grace or wisdom for something. No, somebody say nonsense. Nonsense. God might have made you poor so you would have compassion on. Nonsense. God might have made you an alcoholic so you would have compassion for nonsense. Somebody say nonsense. Nonsense. We serve a God of great freedom. Amen. Jesus did not become a man to bring himself down to my level. He became a man to bring me up to his. Now, a lot of religious people would have problems with that, but it's the truth. Somebody say it's the truth. There's a man in the Trinity. Amen. The man Jesus, God in the flesh, all man, all God. Praise the Lord. Jesus, I got news for you, doesn't have allergies today, doesn't have high blood pressure, isn't poor, isn't depressed, and he wants to bring me up to his level. Somebody say, I'm on my way. I am on my way. If I see it in the word, I'm taking it. And that's what I want to title these next 2 weeks is Take Your Healing. Somebody say, take your healing. I've been being told, take your medicine. Well, this is first and foremost, this is the medicine. Amen. Somebody say, I am taking my healing. I'm taking it. And the word believe in the Bible, who thinks the word believe is a big, important word in the Bible? Did Jesus ever talk about having faith? In him a lot, right? Amen. And the word believe, one of the words for that is to take. So when you say, I believe I'm healed, what you're saying is, I take my healing. Let's practice that right now. Say, I take my healing. All of it. Amen. I take it all, Jesus. Yeah, but grandpa had heart disease and great grandpa had heart disease and you'll probably have heart disease. But don't sweat, this means you'll get to heaven quicker. No. God bless great-grandpa and great-great-grandpa. I'll see them soon. But I got stuff to do on this planet. Amen? Somebody say amen. So don't look at 70 as the finish line. Don't look at 80 as the finish line. Don't look at 90 at the finish line. When you're satisfied, go home to be with Jesus. But I see in this Bible where God approves 120 good years. Know anybody that got there lately? There might be, I guess. Does that mean you ought not believe for it? Of course not. If you see it in the Word, just say, you know what, Lord, I'm just going to believe you to live a long life. And I honestly believe Jesus is coming back before I'll hit 120. Anyway, right? Amen. There's a rapture coming. How many of you would like to just all of us go together and the trumpet sounds and we're gone? Amen. That's what I'm rooting for. No funerals. Just, hello, Jesus, and all the families there. Amen. Praise God. That day is coming. That day is coming. It might be today. It might be before the pizza gets here. And don't be disappointed. Somebody will find it and have some. Amen. It might be cold by then. Amen. We'll have something better, right? But we're going to look at 101 things, and today we're going to mostly focus on what's in the Old Testament or the First Testament. There ain't nothing old about it. It's still valid and true. Amen. Jesus finished and completed and fulfilled the Old Testament. Amen. That's why we don't have to kill lambs and pour the blood out to receive forgiveness, because Jesus is the Lamb of God, right? But how many know if you, thou shalt not steal is still valid today? You don't believe it? Go try. And explain to the police officer, but officer, I'm not under the law. Oh, yes, you are. Go try doing 55 up to the stoplight there where it says 25. Oh, but officer, I'm not under the law. I'm a Christian. Well, guess what? You are under the law. 25 means 25. Thou shalt not steal. Thou shalt not lie. Somebody say still valid. Old Testament. God doesn't change his mind about this stuff. Amen. And God doesn't change his mind that he wants us well. Somebody say, God wants me well. God wants me well. Want to please God? Be well. How are you today? Well, that's a good answer. In many cases, it's a faith answer. How are you today? Oh, my knee hurts and been having these chest pains and you know, don't gripe and complain. If God inhabits my praises, then who inhabits my complaining? Right? We don't want to give the devil a license to get involved, right? I want the devil out of my life. Amen. But this resource came from Keith Moore Ministries. You can actually go to morelife.org and download this entire list, right? And this is how he starts. He says, he titles it God's Will to Heal, Keith, and it's by with Keith Moore's Ministries. It says, God said so. How do we know whether it's God's will to heal us or not? Well, that's an important thing to settle, amen? It makes little difference what others say about it. What did he say about it? Remember that God is no respecter of persons, Acts 10:34, and he never changes, Malachi 3:6. So what he said to them yesterday, he's saying to you today. God's word is God speaking to me. Amen. These statements are taken directly from the Bible with little or no variation. The verbs and construction have been changed to apply to you personally and to sum up the thoughts in some instances. Also, many of these statements are prefaced by phrases like, if you walk in my commandments, if you believe, obey, etc. Amen. What did God say? Somebody say, what did God say? Right? We need to know what God said. His testimony is the best one, right? But what we're going to do is we're going to say these things. We're going to, it's one thing to have faith. We get faith by studying and reading the word and choosing to believe what God's word says. But then it's important to release your faith. Amen. I heard a story once about a man that they found dead in his apartment, starved to death or some terrible thing. Come to find out he had thousands and thousands and thousands of dollars in a bank account that he never touched. So he had it, but he didn't use it. Amen? And in the same way, when you get faith by knowing what's in the Word, by spending time with Jesus, reading the Word, listening to some good anointed preaching, you need to know how to apply that, how to use it. And in the Word, God talks about the importance of you confessing things, saying things with your mouth. What somebody say, what I say matters. Does it matter in a courtroom what you say? Absolutely. So it matters every day what you say. That's why I don't walk around saying my knee's just killing me. Right? That just scared me to death. Don't be saying, we don't want to be, just ask yourself, is that what I want? If it ain't what you want, don't say it. Even if everybody else is saying it, doesn't mean you got to say it. Amen? That's why I limit the types of movies that are in my house and the types of conversation that comes across to the TV screen, because that is coming into my living room. Amen? You don't want to have an open cesspool in your house, right? So what do we do? What, the kind of music I listen to, all these kind of things. You have to be filtering things through the Word of God. Amen? oh, that doesn't make any difference. And we're getting to this, but a lot of Christians will just defer to, in a lazy way, spiritually lazy, just defer to the will of God. Well, what difference is what I say? If it's God's will that I die at 42, then I'm going to die at 42. Well, that's just a stupid thing to say. You're telling me God is the one who's going to decide the day you die? Religious people would say yes. God didn't decide I was going to eat McDonald's today. God didn't decide I was going to, you know, make all these choices and so forth, right? I can do things to influence how long I live on this planet. What I say, amen? So our words, somebody say my words. What do I believe? What's coming out of my mouth? What's going in my eyes, in my ears, into my heart, coming out of my mouth? That's why God today in communion dealt with resentments. He said, before you teach this, you need to deal with releasing resentments. Because if people hold on to resentments, it's blocking healing. You know how many sick people there are in the world that if they would just forgive, they would be healed. Amen? And that's not God doing that to them. That's because they're holding in all this stuff. Amen? That's why we have to limit the kind of politics we listen to. Amen? Because I start getting angry at people. You idiot. You psycho. And they're looking at me going, you idiot. You psycho. Right? No. Somebody say forgive them and judge at the polls. Listen to last week's message. It'll give us some light. Amen? But we're going to use our words today. We're going to use our words today. Amen? So let's go on, right? So the first thing, here we go. Let's read this out. Let's read this together. Ready, begin. I am the Lord that healeth thee. Exodus 15:26. Now, some of this is going to be King James style writing, right? But God is still in the business of healing. Amen? I am the Lord that healeth thee. Somebody say, I am thee. So God is still healing. Amen? Let's do this one. Ready, begin. Your days shall be 120 years. There it is. Genesis 6, verse 3. Now, actually, back in those days, that was bad news. Because them guys were into 300, 400, 500, 600 years. Noah started building the ark in 600, around 600 years. He was in middle age, right? So God was saying, I'm going to tone it back a little bit. To us, it's like going forward a little bit. Amen. Maybe a lot in some cases. But somebody say, God promised me 120 good, strong years. Amen. Praise God. Genesis 15:15. You shall be buried in a good old age. Somebody say, good old age. Hallelujah. Praise God. Well, so let's stop right there. I got to stop calling me old. I'm getting old. I was at the football game the other day. My kids were, or Lacey was there with some of her high school friends, and I said, they're all seniors. And I go, hey, guess what? In 15 years, I'll be a senior. Ha, 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 ha. That's basically like I'm saying, I'm old. How many people will go to Denny's today and say, can I please see the senior menu? Can I please see the I'm about to die menu? Can I please have the pastoral discount? No. Somebody say, don't be calling yourself old. Amen. Now, if they come to me and say, sir, would you like the senior menu? Somebody say, move on. All right. Job 5:26. You shall come to your grave in a full age, as a shock of corn cometh in his season. Amen. So the point here is you're going to live a long life. Amen. Somebody say, I'm living a long, long life. A long, long life. Amen. Exodus 12:13. When I see the blood, I will pass over you, and the plague shall not be upon you to destroy you. Somebody say, the blood, the blood, the blood, the blood. The blood of Jesus is everything, man. It is. You apply the blood over you every day. Lord, I apply the blood over me and my house. Sometimes I'll just walk around my property and anoint a rock in the corner, you know, as the Lord leads, or some sort of thing, fear or something tries to come in the house, or a sickness tries to come in the house. I'll anoint the whole house. I'll walk around anointing doors. Oh, no, you won't come in this door, and you won't come in this door, and you won't come in the garage. The other day, I anointed the dog because he's been chewing himself, like eating himself because of the allergy thing, right? We tried stuff. And so I took the anointing oil and Sam, in the name of Jesus, by the stripes of Jesus, you were healed. I'm done with dog allergies too. You live in this house, so you get freedom from dog allergies. Amen. Just apply the blood. Somebody say, I'm into applying the blood. And there's a biblical reference right there to stay well. Amen. So the plague, the curse, the sickness doesn't get to stop in at my house. No. Somebody say no. Flu season, not for me. I'm not participating. What do you mean not participating? That's just what I mean. I'm not participating. It's not flu season for me. It's healing season. It's health season. It's blessing season. Now, some folks, even Christians, some folks, that's going to sound nuts. Well, it may sound nuts, but I'm well. I'm staying well. Amen. Here we go. Exodus 23. 25 and 26. Let's say this out loud. I will take sickness away from the midst of you, and the number of your days I will fulfill. Somebody say glory to God. He's going to take sickness away from the midst of you. So don't go looking for it. Amen. Don't be looking for symptoms. He said, I'll take it away. Amen. So let's just let him be him. Let God take that away. Take it out of my house. Take it off my family. Deuteronomy 7:15. I will not put any of the diseases you were afraid of on you, but I will take all sickness away from you. I will not put any of the diseases. So how many diseases are welcome in your body? None. So don't walk around thinking, I'll probably get cancer too. I'll probably get heart disease too. I'll probably get diabetes too. No, 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 no. I will not put any of these diseases on you that you're afraid of. And don't be afraid of them. Don't be afraid of them. Amen. But I will take all sickness, all sickness. Does all sickness mean all? All sickness? Amen. So let's just let God be God, right? Let him do it. Deuteronomy 11, 9, and 21. Say this out loud. It will be well with you, and your days shall be multiplied and prolonged as the days of heaven upon the earth. You get to believe God for heaven on earth right there. Amen? So somebody asks you, how are you doing? I'm doing well. Thank you. How about you? Well, you're either doing well or well. You really want to know? Well, under the circumstances, we'll get out from under the circumstances. Amen? Let's be well. Praise God. You know, the thing the Lord's been showing me a lot lately is I choose to be well. Somebody say, I choose. I don't let how I feel dictate how I am. Ooh, that sounds like, you know, Hindu or something. No, no, the Hindus copied faith. Faith isn't copying Hindu. We're using the word of God here, right? I dictate to my body how it gets to feel. Amen. So body, guess what? Today we are going to be well and full of the joy of the Lord, the peace of God. You know, we confess these things. Amen. Praise God. Somebody say, I'm having a day of heaven on earth today, right? There you go. Deuteronomy 23:5 and Nehemiah 13:2. We're going to have to step it up here. I turned the curse into a blessing unto you because I loved you. Praise God. So it's important to know what the curse is and what the blessing is. And you can go to places like Deuteronomy 28 and read what the curse is. Pretty much the curse is anything bad that you don't want. And the blessing is everything good that you do want in your life. Amen. And why? Because here's the simple reason why God heals you. Because he loves you. Because he loves you. Somebody say, he loves me. Why does God care about me being healed? Because he loves me. That's enough reason. Amen. Why does God want to bless you? Because he loves you. Why did God save you? Because he loves you. It's all about the love. Amen. Deuteronomy 28:61 and Galatians 3:13. I have redeemed you from every sickness and every plague. Every sickness and every plague. Welcome to Redeemed Church, right? Redeemed you, rescued you, saved you from every sickness and every plague. You can see, you know, we're getting an idea of God's will concerning our health, right? Deuteronomy 33:25, as your days, so shall your strength be. Amen. Praise God. The strength of God flowing in our lives. Amen. Job 33:24-25, I have found a ransom for you. Your flesh shall be fresher than a child's, and you shall return to the days of your youth. See, there you go. We can believe God to reverse the effects of aging right there. Somebody say amen. Praise God. Now, if you're 16, you don't got to believe for that, but amen. And your flesh shall be fresher than a child's, right? Clear skin, amen. That's right there in the word. Somebody say, I take my clear skin and my youth. Right there, amen. I found a ransom for you. That's another word for redeemed, right? And who is the one who ransomed us? Jesus, right? So we're taking everything Jesus purchased for us. Psalm 30, verses 1 and 2. I have healed you and brought up your soul from the grave. I have kept you alive and from going down into the pit. Now, I don't know about you, but if Jesus wants to keep me out of the pits, then I'm just going to say, yes, sir, I will believe you to keep me from having a life that's in the pits. Amen? He's brought your soul up from the grave and kept you alive from going down into the pit. Somebody say, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Psalm 29:11. I will give you strength and bless you with peace. Strength and peace. There you go. Somebody say, I take my strength and my peace. Don't you know the strength of God goes a long ways? Little dabble do you, right? Drive out any disease, any health issue. Just one, the half a pinky nail of God will just cure the whole nation. Right? Amen. Psalm 41:2, I will preserve you and keep you alive. God will preserve you and keep you alive. Amen. So we don't have to go out there being afraid of death. Really, the reality of it is, the Bible says to die is gain. So if you check out today, you're going to be in a much nicer place. You think Maui, Puerto Vallarta, and Disney World is nice? Nothing compared to walking into the gates of heaven. Amen. So even if your life did end today on earth, which it won't, amen, you're going to be in a much better place, much nicer, with stuff that doesn't get old, stuff that doesn't rot, where thieves don't break in and steal, Jesus talked about, moths don't eat and destroy, right? Heaven is there. But he promises you these things for here and now on earth. Amen. So since he promised you these things, you ought to take it. Don't leave. Somebody say, I'm leaving nothing on the table that Jesus paid for me. Psalm 41:3, I will strengthen you upon the bed of languishing. I will turn all your bed in your sickness. Don't you know God is able to turn your situation around? To turn your situation around. This makes me think of issues of long continuance. Stuff that's been going on and on and on for years, seems like it will never end. This is a scripture for you to hold to. You know what? In Jesus' name, I have healing from this issue of my life, because my God says right here in Psalm 41:3, he will turn all my bed in my sickness. I take the turnaround right now in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Praise God. And then you got to shut yourself up agreeing with the sickness. Because a lot of folks have been sick so long, they just started agreeing with it. I've had people, listen, this is serious. I've had people argue with me, not intentionally, but argue with me about getting healed, about getting healed, because their argument is, if I get healed, I'll lose my government assistance. Are you kidding me? How backward, how insulting to Jesus to say, you know, I'll have to give back that thing that they gave me and go get a job or something. It's like, my, how revealing. Somebody say, no, the government is not my source. Jesus is my source. I would gladly give back every ounce of support that the government has given me to walk freely as a believer in the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen? Somebody say amen, right? Psalm 43:5. I am the health of your countenance and your God. See, sometimes I just got to tell my face to look healed. Look healed today. Just look in the mirror, make eye contact with yourself and say, hi, healed. Don't call yourself ugly. Don't call yourself nasty. Don't call yourself sick. No, look in the mirror and go, hey, handsome, hey, beautiful. You're going to have a great day today. You're healthy and whole. Jesus loves you. Praise God. Amen. So sometimes, you know, remember that old song, if you're happy and you know it, clap your hands. Sometimes you got to sing, if you're happy and you know it, tell your face. If you're happy and you know it, tell your face. Children's ministry right there. I did that for a long time, and I still am. Amen. Praise God. So he is the health of my countenance. Just ask yourself, ask the Lord to show you what his face looks like today. I had a lady. This is God right here. Not what she did, but the revelation behind it. You'll understand. I had a lady once come to visit, and she got mad at me. Never came back, I don't think. But she got mad at me because I preach happy. And she didn't tell me, but she told people around me. Oh, and she had this, if my husband were here, he laughs while he preaches. And God is holy. Holy God. Can you see walking into heaven? And Jesus comes out. How dare you act so happy, thinking of what it costed me to get you here. Just talk to the hand. No, somebody say no. If you're happy and you know, if you're healed and you know it, then your face will surely show. Yeah, I'm preaching to me too, honestly, right? We got to remind our face, look healed, look healed. If that knee feels locked up, well, in Jesus' name, I probably should have drank 10 glasses of water instead of my third coffee. I'll do that, and then I'm going to make that knee just come on. In Jesus' name, we're going. You are healed. God has vaults full of new knees in heaven and new body parts. Hallelujah. So what do? You just say, I claim it. I claim it right now. In Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Psalm 91:10. This is one of my favorites. No plague. Somebody say, no plague shall come near your dwelling. No plague shall come near your dwelling. What does that not include? Right? Not just your house, your school, right? Your job. No plague. Somebody say, no plague. So what do? You don't just talk to yourself, you talk to the plague. In the name of Jesus, the flu does not touch me or my kids' schools or my house. In the name of Jesus, I bind you, flu. Get out of it. In the name of Jesus. Ha. Praise God, right? So you're walking around expecting things to go well. But see, if all we do all day is listen to the news, and a lot of stuff on social media even, it just, whoa, that's really how it is, huh? Not for you. Doesn't have to be. Doesn't have to be for them either. Amen. You know why a lot of people are walk around sad and sorrowful, depressed, in many cases, because there's money in it. The sadder we make it sound, the more people will come and watch. Come on, right? We got to be people that are looking to God, not to anybody else. Amen. Praise Jesus. Psalm 91:16. I will satisfy you with long life. Hallelujah. Satisfy you with long life. Somebody say, I take my long life. And if God says something's long, it must be long. Right? Because to him, a day is like 1,000 years. Right? Amen. So don't be saying, Grandma died at 64. I probably will too. Just get your Bible bar of soap and brush your teeth with it. Amen? Hallelujah. Psalm 103:3. I heal all your diseases. Somebody say all. Amen. Does that include everything? Yeah. Jesus healed all of them. Every last one. So what's my job then? To believe it. Believe it. Say it. Amen. Praise God. Psalm 107:20. I sent my word. Are you saying this with me? I sent my word and healed you and delivered you from your destructions. Praise God. So we got to spend time in the word, time in the Bible, to find out what God's will and plan is and believe that and receive that. Amen. My word and healed you and delivered you from your destructions. Amen. Praise God. This is good news. Psalm 118:17. You shall not die, but live and declare my works. Praise God. Well, if I die, it'll at least glorify God that I died. No, no, no. You living will glorify God a lot more. The only death that ever glorified God is Jesus. Amen. You dying at 27, oh, but glory to God. No, 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 no. Praise God, you know, we're glad you're home. But God doesn't get no glory out of that. He gets glory out of you making 121 or making it to the rapture. Praise God. Amen. You shall not die but live and declare my works. Amen. Psalm 147:3. I heal your broken heart and bind up your wounds. There you go. Depression has to go. Amen. Sadness and sorrow and grief, they don't have any place in your life. Amen. Jesus bore and healed broken hearts. Amen. So what do? You just say, I confess, I believe that my broken heart is healed in Jesus' name. I take my healed heart, Jesus is healing my wounds, and I forgive that person. This is crucial. If you want to be healed of a broken heart, you have to know how to quickly, somebody say quickly, forgive. Even if you don't feel like you forgave him, you speak with your mouth. In Jesus' name, I forgive so-and-so. I forgive that idiot. I mean that brother. Oh, amen. I heal your broken heart and bind up your wounds. Psalm 147:3. Here we go. Proverbs 4:10. The years of your life will be many. Somebody say many. Many. The years of your life will be many. Hallelujah. Well, I don't want to have many. It's miserable. Well, we got to change our focus. Look up. Somebody say, look up. Amen. Praise God. Proverbs 3:8. Trusting me brings health to your navel and marrow to your bones. Praise God. There's healing for bones. Healing for bone cancers, amen. Healing from leukemia, all that stuff is wrapped up in the marrow of the bones. In Jesus' name right there, trusting Jesus and what he did, right, brings health to your navel and marrow to your bones. Praise God. Trusting me. A lot of people think trusting Jesus means I surrender to his will. I surrender to your will, Lord. I had this picture in my mind the other day of out in the middle of the ocean, and there's these people in this little rubber raft, and they're just floating around We surrender to the will of God wherever the ocean shall go. And then here comes this, like, you know, Coast Guard ship. Hey, you guys want out? No, we surrender to the will of God. And the folks on this Coast Guard ship are, you know, believe in God, aggressive faith. We're going after it. We're rescuing people. Come on, let's get healed. Let's get, no. Whatever God wants, we're just floating around. No, somebody say no. Trusting Jesus is an action word. It means you believe what he said and you don't accept anything less. Amen? Now, if there's something you don't understand, then that's an opportunity where you just have, Lord, I trust you with this. But how many know the things that you don't understand should be getting smaller and smaller and smaller and smaller as you go? Amen? Because he'll show you. He'll show you. Well, why does he need to show me? Because he needs you to believe. If you want to see a change, you're going to have this thing called faith in him. Faith in him. Praise God. And you're going to have to use your words. This is another great reason to pray in tongues. There's something you don't understand. Pray in tongues over it. Don't argue about tongues. The word says fight the good fight of faith. It doesn't say fight faith. It says fight the good fight of faith, not fight faith. Amen? So pray in the Holy Ghost over that thing, man. Hallelujah. Watch God do miracles. Amen. Proverbs 4:22. My words are life to you and health, medicine to all your flesh. Praise God. Praise God. Now, if we believe this, we're going to be spending a lot of time in the Word. Because literally, it's good for me to do this. Amen? But again, many believers just defer in a lazy fashion to, well, the will of God, though. It might just be God's will that this terrible thing happens. Don't be a lazy Christian. Amen? Get in the Word, find out what's in it for you, and take it. Amen. Somebody say amen. Right? My words are life to you, so therefore I need to know what his words are, if they're life to me. Was this from God? Just ask yourself. Something terrible happens, like even insurance companies, hurricane, earthquake, act of God. That's a lie. That's not true at all. Right? Jesus is the one who came to deliver people. Set them free. Amen? So praise God. Somebody say, I'm taking those words. My good report makes your bones fat. Proverbs 15:30. Amen? So good report, God's word. Good for the bones, good for the joints, good for the marrow, good for the health. Praise the Lord, right? My good report makes your bones fat. Proverbs 15:30. Hallelujah. Proverbs 16:24, my pleasant words are sweet to your soul and health to your bones. Sweet to your soul and health to your bones. Pleasant words. Somebody say pleasant words. Amen? Isn't it pleasant to know by his stripes you were made healed, made well? That's pleasant. Amen? Well, I don't feel pleasant. Well, guess what? You don't live by how you feel. And I'm a pretty feely-oriented person. And I got to cast that down often. I don't feel like listening to the word today. I want to listen to sports. I don't feel like it. I want another coffee. I want two donuts. I don't feel like it. Well, guess what? Feelings? Shut up. This is a Jesus thing here, right? I'm going to rise up in faith and believe God for what he's got for me today. Amen. Pleasant words are sweet to my soul and health to my bones. Praise God. Nehemiah 8:10 and Proverbs 17:22. My joy is your strength. A merry heart does good like a medicine. Praise God. There you go. The joy of the Lord. The joy of the Lord. The joy of the Lord. I heard Zig Ziglar say this once because he's a believer. And he shared, the joy of the Lord to me is not me walking around like I have a banana in my mouth sideways. It's the force of God on the inside of you. Amen? This is a spiritual force, man. Praise God. A merry heart does good like a medicine. Man, spend time laughing. Do laugh in faith if you have to. Praise God. That's a good thing. Laugh out loud. I heard that there's a hospital in Houston that actually has a laughing class for cancer patients because they discovered that that laughter is good for you. Well, that wasn't a great medical breakthrough. The Lord said this a long time ago, right? Amen. So find things to laugh about or just laugh in faith. Cancer, you think you're going to kill me? No, you're not. Jesus already bore the price of that, and I'm healed in Jesus' name. Plus, even if you did kill me, guess what? I'm going to heaven. Ha! Somebody just go, ha. And you just spend time laughing. Praise God, because God is good. Amen? The eyes of the blind shall be opened. The eyes of them that see shall not be dim. Isaiah 32:3. And 35:5, there's a promise for your eyes. Amen? Praise God. I believe I receive my perfect eyesight. And if I've had perfect eyesight, it will stay that way. In the name and by the blood of Jesus. Praise God. Yeah, but I've always had. No. You just change your confession. Change your confession. Amen? Just say what God says. That's a good thing. You know, like a good defense attorney will tell you, not that you'll ever need one, but Jesus is a good example of a good defense attorney. Steve, listen to me. The devil is going to come and accuse you of those things you did yesterday. You know what I'm talking about, right? Yes, sir, I do. Yes, sir, I do. You know, too. Yeah. Well, here's what you do, Steve. You only say what I tell you to say. Don't shake your head and agree with the accuser. Don't admit anything. You just say what I tell you to say. Can you do that? Yes, sir. Yes, sir, I can. And then we do that. We just say what God says. God says, my eyes are open in Jesus' name, right? And my good eyesight will stay that way in Jesus' name. Somebody say in Jesus' name. Here we go, same verses, Isaiah 32 and 35. The ears of the deaf shall be unstopped. The ears of them that hear shall hearken. So I have good hearing. Somebody say, I have perfect hearing in Jesus' name. Jesus came to open blinded eyes and unstop deaf ears. Somebody say, he still does it. He still does it. Praise God. Isaiah 35:6 and 32:4, the tongue of the dumb shall sing, the tongue of the stammerers shall be ready to speak plainly. Amen. He still loosens people's tongues. And you know what? I think there's another play on this one to me, I see, is if I'm saying stuff that's dumb, he'll fix that. He'll help me stop saying dumb stuff and start speaking the word instead of dumb things. Things like, my elbow's killing me. Right? No, just wash that out of your mouth. Stop saying dumb things and say what the word of God has to say. Speak plainly what God's word says. And he can also, of course, loosen people's tongues that need that. Praise God. You got time for a couple more? Hallelujah. Isaiah 35:6, the lame man shall leap as a hart. Praise God, praise God, praise God. Healing for legs and ankles and hips. Feet. Amen. There it is. Somebody say, there it is. There it is. So you just walk around the house sometime and just, hey, look, I did it. I leaped. Amen. Do something you couldn't do before. Right? Test yourself. Wow, you know what? That thing doesn't hurt anymore. Praise God. Even if it changes a little bit, praise God. There's a little bit of a change there. What's happening? The word, somebody say, the word is working. God's word and your word, because you're saying what he says. You have to do that. Somebody say, I'm going to do that, right? I'm going to agree with God. Isaiah 38:16-20, I will recover you and make you to live. I am ready to save you. Praise the Lord forevermore. Somebody say, I'm going to live a healthy and blessed life. Praise God. Recovery. If you've had surgery or you had some sort of medical treatment, you believe God for a supernatural recovery. Amen? This is the faith message doesn't say never go to the doctor. That's just silly, right? If you do need to go to see the doctor, or this is a good confession. The Lord is going to speed up the recovery process. Supernatural recovery time. I had a reconstructive knee surgery that they told me was going to be excruciatingly painful when I came back, when I woke up. When I came back, no pain. Praise God. And they told me the knee is going to be stronger than my other knee. And, you know, so God can work through those things too. But we need to be believing for a full recovery. A full recovery. Is that Bible? Absolutely. Absolutely. A full recovery. He saved my soul from hell. He'll save my body from sickness too. Well, God doesn't care about that. Well, you're a liar. I'm not listening to lies. I'm listening, not you, but if somebody comes out and says, God doesn't care about that, that's not the truth. He does. He paid for it, in fact. Amen? Here we go. Isaiah 40:29. I give power to the faint. I increase strength to them that have no might. So there's a good confession right there. And I say this often. I'm getting stronger. I'm getting stronger. Not I'm getting older and weaker and sicker. I'm getting stronger. In Jesus' name, my God is increasing my strength today. Amen. Praise God. Somebody say that. I'm getting stronger. I'm getting healthier. I'm getting weller. If that's a word, yeah. Amen. Your body knows what it means. Praise God. Body, you are getting stronger today. Knee, you are getting stronger today in Jesus' name. Praise God. I will renew your strength. I will strengthen and help you. Isaiah 40:31 and 41:10. Your strength has been renewed. I like these words, renew, recover, restore, redeem. That's our God. See, when you get to know his character, you know what not to accept in your life. Amen. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Let's do one more, and then we'll pray today. To your old age and gray hairs, I will carry you, and I will deliver you. Praise the Lord forevermore. Hallelujah. Let's stand up on our feet this morning, and we'll pray and just receive that healing power of God today. Just lift your hands and just say, I take my healing today. Just say that out loud. Lord, I take my healing now, my health. My health is mine, and I receive it today by faith in the name and by the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. Take authority over sickness. Just say, sickness, go. Disease, go. Viruses, go. I break your power in the name and by the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. And I receive the fullness of my health today in the name and by the blood of Jesus. Somebody say amen. Just say thank you, Jesus, for my health today. Thank you, Jesus. Just walk around being thankful. Don't be focused on that thing that seems to persist. Focus your eyes on Jesus and thank him for being your healer today. In Jesus' mighty name. Amen and amen. And Lord, while we're praying, we ask you to bless the food to our bodies today. Bless our time of fellowship, all the games and prizes and treats. We thank you, Lord God, for being our peace and blessing in Jesus' mighty name. And all those of our body that are traveling, Lord, give them peace and wonderful vacations, times, and we give you the praise in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Praise the Lord, everybody. Have a blessed day. I think the food may be arriving shortly, and thank you all for coming out. Amen.